Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. For many of you, the flow of written text goes left to right, top to bottom. When your eyes reach the end of a line of text, by the far right margins, your eyes jump back to the beginning of the line below it, over by the left-hand margin. While this is true of various modern European languages, other scripts, such as Arabic, Hebrew, Persian, and Urdu, run right to left, top to bottom. Still other writing systems, however, are bidirectional. Traditionally, Chinese script was read right to left and top to bottom. But European influences subsequently introduced a left-to-right, top-to-bottom styling. Chinese signs may be encountered written in either direction. Likewise, Egyptian hieroglyphics can be read in almost any direction. This enabled the production of Egyptian stelas that could encode multiple readings, as discussed in our core episodes on document duplication. But this leads me to the main topic of discussion today, Booster Phaedon style. This was an ancient Greek style of writing that moved in a kind of snaking pattern, alternating direction by line. When a line of text moving left to right reached the end of a line, it continued on the next line, sure enough, but it didn't jump to the far left again. No, it began at the far right, directly underneath where the last line ended, and then it moved right to left in reversed script. You might think of it as a textual snake, unable to teleport or typewriter its body to the beginning of the next line. You can look up examples of the Booster Phaedon style using modern English language, and you might be surprised that you can certainly read it, even with the reversed letters of the right-to-left traveling lines. The name Booster Phaedon literally means, as the ox plows, which makes perfect sense. The directional details of reading and writing concern more than just the written word, however. As E.W. J. Swan noted in 1965's Left and Right in Visual Perception as a Function of the Direction of Writing, the direction one writes in is tied to one's visual perception of the passage of time. For individuals whose language travels left to right, the left side of the page is associated with proximity, past, and self, and the right side of the page is associated with distance, others, and the future. In short, such left-to-right writing styles result in a visual concept of time as a straight line traveling from the left to the right. The reverse is true of right-to-left scripted cultures. Thus, the readers and writers of the Booster Phaedon would have likely viewed time differently, at least when visualizing its flow. As pointed out by Marilyn Mitchell in 2004's The Visual Representation of Time in Timelines, Graphs, and Charts, none of this means that we're restricted, of course, to a given visual depiction of time's flow. We can draw on multiple different visual depictions of time, but it's interesting how different models give us different ideas. Booster Phaedon, for instance, is still used in timeline designs due to its emphasis on snaking continuity from one event or item to the next. The author writes, quote, "In a Booster Phaedon design, neither the hand nor the eye has to be raised back to one side of the page to continue writing or reading. Unlike a horizontal timeline, Booster Phaedon timelines always show an arrow or arrows showing how to read the line." Now I can't help but be reminded in all of this of the classic board game Snakes and Ladders, which entails alternating directions of travel, but with the added element of special routes connecting different portions of the procession of tiles. Game boards, after all, are also a visual depiction of time and space. A different board game, just like a different writing system, can provide us with an alternative means of visualizing the flow of time. Tune in for additional editions of The Artifact or the Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.